contact were you having with the medical profession during this period that your children were growing up?
Precious little is the short answer. I had sort of settled into a routine where I was... Well, yes, coping with my diabetes. It wasn't giving me any problems, and I wasn't giving it any problems. I seldom took blood tests or checked anything. I saw GPs as little as possible, and that was usually for anything other than to do with diabetes. I did... really, because I was prevailed upon from the GP of the time, and we were moving around quite a bit. The GP would say, hey, why don't you visit the diabetic clinic? It's in the local hospital. And I'd go along with that. I mean, I had no way of saying no.
Which hospital?
Well, there would be a number. When I was working in... I first moved from Kent I was working in Braintree in Essex, so there was a clinic, diabetic clinic in Braintree that I visited, and this isn't only about Braintree, it's all other clinics that I visited, and I visited a lot of them. There is a different doctor on every occasion. He starts at square one with my notes, and my notes were growing by the foot. So he starts at square one with remarks like, and how are you today? And I have been waiting at least, maybe, you know, the appointment will be for 9 o'clock. I maybe get in to see whoever it was at 9, 10, 11, whatever. Totally unsatisfactory. And the more unsatisfactory it became, the more disinclined I was to actually go. So I just stopped going, and I didn't bother the GPs. And I think I went for some fairly long time, 10 or 15 years, without going anywhere near a GP, and certainly not a diabetic clinic. And I think I then rejoined for a short while after... several job moves. I paid a couple of visits to the one in